So the children of Israel, once again, they have walked out free, and they're in the wilderness, and they see the Egyptian army coming, and they melt. They've watched God in miraculous fashion deliver them, and they melt. And God, once again, and once and for all, deals a death blow to the Egyptian army and the Egyptian nation. And the Israelites begin to get a clue that they serve an all-powerful, almighty God. The sad thing is that they forget it a lot. And we'll read the rest of their story. And we'll see ourselves in that story. For we, too, forget it a lot. But what would it look like if we didn't? What would our lives be like if we really had an absolute, complete trust in our Father and that His heart is good toward us? I think things would radically change. And the beautiful irony is that's what we are invited into. That is what God asks us to do. Love Him with all our heart, soul, and mind. It must be possible, or He wouldn't command us to do it. I also like to point out Jesus' life. Jesus has been given to us as the example of what a human should look like in a fallen world. Jesus came as a sinless man, as the Son of God, saved us from our sins, atoned for us, redeemed us, of course. But He also gave examples of how to walk in authority. Jesus is very gentle to children. He is very kind to those seeking Him and seeking the kingdom. And it doesn't matter the status in life or the depth of sin a person has fallen into. Jesus hangs out with those people and loves them because of the pureness of their heart and the honesty with which they are seeking God. But He has very, very little tolerance for posing. He doesn't have a lot of grace over the Pharisees and Sadducees who are just trying to assert their leadership control over the people and sort of stumble in Jesus. This is the story of the children of Israel. God sends them prophets over and over, and they disregard them or kill them. And nothing has been new here. John the Baptist comes as a prophet, and the religious order rejects him. Jesus comes as the Messiah, and the religious order rejects him. But Jesus is not sort of a mental lightweight. He is a very cunning person. He's very smart. And He uses the law of Moses that these Pharisees and Sadducees are adhering to trap them all the time. Jesus goes after the things that are false. He goes after the things that bind people, and He goes after them relentlessly, and He goes after them fearlessly. I mean, the easy thing to do would have been to have made a deal. Here He's got the guys today, and He's telling them parables. And rather than confronting them, He could have been kind to them, got in their good graces, figured out a way to become a prominent rabbi. That wasn't His mission, and He spoke the truth in love. For even those who were about to arrest, beat, torture, and kill Him, He came to die for.